ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Thursday, 4/20/2023. Ladies and gentlemen, if I could start it out tonight, I would say this. I just really been having the feeling of late we're getting really, really, really close. And that's been hyper-intensified this week. I just got, it's like a sense in my spirit and throughout my whole being that they're just, that we're real close. And I could sit here and talk to you about it, but I don't know an exact date or anything like that, other than I would just tell you that you need to continue to prepare with a greater throttle value, or numbers you push down on the gas pedal. Make it quicker. Do as best you can with what you have to do it. But work your list, your emergency preparation checklist, whether you need food or whether you don't have a, like a water purification system, like a Berkey, okay? Or something like that with the black Berkey filters. Then you need to try to acquire that. There are smaller versions, bigger versions. There's a travel Berkey, which would do pretty darn good, that you can still use the black Berkey filters in them. Now, I will say this, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I've read to you Matthew 24, Luke 21. We've read Revelations. We've gone through all of the things, Ezekiel 38, 39, and all of it applies. There's power in the blood of Jesus, but Jesus didn't say that, you know, it would be all sweetness and light, did he? I mean, he did not say that. You know, everybody thinks, well, God can do anything. Yes, he can. But there's a question that you just don't get, and many preachers don't get it, is that the Lord is tired and fed up with all of the evil on the planet. He withholds his hand. He withholds his hand and also gives the devil and his minions, which were fallen angels, gives them the opportunity to have free will. So I'm going to tell you, when Lord Jesus in the red letter edition, all right, you got to get the red letter so that says what he has to say, all right, and when you start to read it, let's go here to verse Matthew 24, and let's just go here that, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Okay? He wants you to endure to the end. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, unto them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter. In other words, you're going to have to flee somewhere or go, you know, or neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be, this is verse 21, Matthew 24, red letter edition, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, known or ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, not for everybody's sake, the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Now, when I look at some of the comments about the AI, all right, and when I looked at Tucker Carlson interviewed Elon Musk, And then Tucker was asking, well, when do you think the time frame is that this AI will greatly impact us here in America? And he thought about it for a second. He kind of says a couple words. Then he says, well, I think it'll be this year. I think it is this year. And it's already in motion. Skynet, if you remember the Terminator movie, Skynet is up and working and is alive. The Pentagon is using it. The NSA is using it. Lawrence Livermore, which they some say some of it escaped from, but then, you know, going back to what Musk said, he said the U.S. government had better have an emergency plan to stop this AI as quickly as possible if it gets out of control. And so Tucker said, well, what do you mean, emergency plan? He says, you've got to cut the power off, you know, got to cut the power off to these computing centers where they have thousands and thousands of servers. He said, you could almost pick them out from space, which obviously probably has, with their heat signatures. I mean, you know, the one where, isn't it out in Utah somewhere where the, remember, they're grabbing all the water to cool down all of the servers and storage facilities and all the computers, right? There's different places. He said there was a number of different ones, but he said you have to cut the power to those. So you don't have to cut the power to everybody. You got to cut the power to those facilities. Cut it clean. And to stop this thing. Now, I think that it jumps and that it uses somebody else's remote and then feeds power back through or does something. I think that there's going to be problems even with that. But I think that you had better understand that this AI, Luciferian-inspired artificial intelligence, and people, there's some people don't get it. It's not necessarily the robot that's going to come and track you down, although that's part of it as well. Did you see the cute little deal? Not cute in terms of loss of life, but the cuteness of the Luciferians. They've got the Boston Robotics robot dog, which that dog in U.S. military hands is designed to grab you and kill you, okay? But that dog, they painted little Dalmatian spots because the fire department in New York has one. So, of course, it's a Dalmatian. Isn't that so cute and loving, all right? And they had the parking garage fall down. They sent the robot dog in. That's a good thing for him to do, right? Well, you know, there's been valiant efforts by actual dogs to go in, you know, and to help. But I will tell you this. Very little of anything anymore is a coincidence, all right? Coincidence, right? Well, clustering is not coincidence. Now, apparently, I guess we've today or something in a gorge, that deep gorge there in Kentucky, that I-75 kind of passes around in a little spot there. It's whatever the river gorge or whatever. I forget the exact name of it, but it's like a national park or state park or whatever. Well, isn't it interesting that thing has got all kind of fire is jumped up out of it? And with all the rain that we've had and you're having the forest fire and then having the big forest fire in New Jersey, now you got one down in the River Gorge and then you can't fight that fire hardly because of the cliffs and the limestone cliffs and all of the stuff. So people are trying to do it by hook and crook and by hand. But, you know, all that is not all that far from Fort Knox or from the Lexington Military Storage Depot, okay, all right? Or from, for that matter, from Fort Campbell and all of that. It's not that far from Cincinnati. And so I'll tell you, it's another area. If you recall when I've talked to you about the old river pirate. And when we talked to you about seeing the red Chinese, bio team in Berea, Kentucky, probably playing with bats in the caves back then, a number of years ago, and how he was confronted, looking at them with the hard eye, and then their karate kung fu fighter come up to try to get him and appeared directly, not like down the hallway about 50 feet from his room as he appeared out of the elevator with his spouse to go in and do it. And he handed her the keys to get on in there. And he then gave the eyeball to the red Chinese guy, who then decided he did not want any part of the old river pirate. And he ran off. But the next day, as the river pirate and his wife went to go back to their home, river pirate got sick with an upper respiratory infection. Aha! Interesting, isn't it? Back then. This is years ago, all right? Where he had to go to the hospital. It was so bad. And then it took him about 6 months to get over that upper respiratory infection. And his wife was sick too. So, ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is all interestingly tied in. And then you see the SpaceX out of Texas today, the Star Command SpaceX. The rocket went up, took off okay, and then out over the Gulf of Mexico. Then all of a sudden, it doesn't ignite the second stage properly, whatever, and then the rocket was careening or whatever, and then it blew itself up. All right, well, you know, isn't it interesting that we were talking to you about a number of years ago when it was going to be a SpaceX launch from Cape Canaveral, which would have been a U.S. military launch or a NASA launch with it. And why is that important? Because SpaceX is going to be used, that vehicle, that Starship, is going to be the vehicle that will be used by NASA and also by SpaceX for when they go to the moon to take people to the moon and then to establish like a moon base. That's part of the steps, the aggressive steps being done by NASA, the U.S. military, and by SpaceX, by Elon Musk people. Now, isn't it interesting that two, three years ago, we remember the loony balloon that was tracked. We were tracking it and telling you about you on air, where it was going jig-jag up and down and went down into Mexico for a while, then came back up into Texas, and there allegedly was a Texas corporation that was involved with the Red Chinese, all right? And all of that kind of stuff there, and then it was on the track. It was on the latitude track and timing track, moving. Of course, the wind allows it to go in circles and hover for a day or so. But it was on the right track, or on the correct latitude track to go to Cape Canaveral, Cape Kennedy, I still call it, although originally, and still is again, Cape Canaveral. Well, that right there, we pushed and pushed and pushed. And you remember old Hawk call? He said, you know, somebody, a good line commander, needs to send up jets and actually see what the heck this thing is, because this thing has a 30-foot-long platform with all the sensors and all of the cameras and the ability to vacuum up all frequencies of cell phones and radio traffic and all the signal intelligence and to look down on our bases and to track military stuff and all over the country and the whole bit. And I said it also probably has electronic warfare ability to take out, at that time, to take out maybe the SpaceX or something that was going, and maybe that where it was headed to interdict that launch. Well, you know, somebody did send somebody up. Remember, they sent them up on a Thursday, and it was like they sent up like a C-130 or some kind of a surveillance aircraft, and they went up, and I said on the time, well, they went up, well, they didn't see anything wrong with it. It just seems to be like the Google balloon or something like that. And then they went back down. I said, you guys must have had a date at the Choke and Puke tonight to do a Cotton Eye Joe, because you went up, took a quick look. I said, no, and whoever you are down there, line commander in the Air Force or wherever you're at, you better send something up to take a look at that and to see what it really actually is, and you ought to shoot the son of a buck down. And I said that on the Friday after the Thursday, all right, when I talked about how they took the short look and the guys went back to base in San Antonio or wherever. Well, Saturday morning, that little jump jet came up off of a rancho outside of San Antonio. An F-35 jump jet went up to altitude, took a look out at that thing, and that balloon was no more. Now, that was a good line commander. That was somebody who did the right thing and blew the crap out of that out of the sky. But now Google is, you know, and the Red Chinese, oh, they gave all that stuff up to DARPA, to Raven Aerostar, all right? Now, Raven Aerostar is an off-the-shelf corporation, allegedly, that was involved in the creation of those loony balloons and their surveillance platforms by DARPA, Defense Advanced Research Project, you know, deal. DARPA, they're supposedly U.S. military, all right? Well, but they're off into another world. They're in another dimension. They're in a Luciferian dimension. I remember they used to call the woman who ran it a few years back the Dragon Lady. Remember that? And, of course, the best scientists, they just happen to have the graduate students and stuff working for them who are Chinese but going to MIT or going to Stanford or going to Harvard or Yale or, you know, wherever. University of Michigan, Purdue, wherever they're going to, UT. And so all of those people work for them, developing the next cutting edge. And then they have the highest level of intelligence plugged into that. And they also have the backing of the black. You know, you got the MMV, you know, and there was the split in intelligence after the Dulce Wars. And the MMV were the, some of the top level people in the ultra black. And they split, the good guys split with some of the best hardware and some of the best capability, because they're the ones that fought off the aliens deep underground and the Dulce level when they fought the Draco Primes. And the Draco Primes are big lizard looking dragon looking people, all right? But that's way back when, in the 80s. And the MMV and some of them used to fight, there's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And they would fight them, and they were the only people to take on these giants and these Dracos and all this crap until they fought it to a standstill. But there was a lot of federal agents and stuff killed. And then we got a split in there, and they had the black magicians were the bad guys, the black magic guys. All right. And then the Magi, all right, were the good guys. So they're all part of what used to be that upper layer that don't exist, you know. But that's the layer senior and equal to the power, essentially, of the president because of their technological abilities and the intelligence that they hold. So we have the split of the Magi versus the Black Magicians. Well, DARPA's in the command of the Black Magicians, all right? And I will say this. We had the good people who were the good line commanders. You should have shot that balloon down. You did. But that was 2 to 3 years before this other thing came out of the blue. We've been telling you about it for years. Now, what I would say this now is that SpaceX, it wasn't a balloon that got it. It would have been directly, probably, and I'm going to make this as a probability and look at it from a probability standpoint. Not Hawk guarantees that this is what it was. But you see, who are we competing with in terms of so-called the U.S. or SpaceX Musk group that is trying to go to the moon quickly to establish a base to take over water resources or to confirm the bases that are already there. See, that's another aspect. We already have bases there. So do other people. But the Red Chinese went into that game, and they're trying to take the whole South Pole of the moon. Excuse me. So I think that a Red Chinese submarine or something outside in the Gulf of Mexico there. I think they probably zapped. Or it could have been a hypersonic drone vehicle. A red Chinese hypersonic drone vehicle, you know, going three times the speed of sound, you know, hypersonic. But it could have done a little boop, 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 you know. Maybe they used the multiplex signal of an old way that would allow it to penetrate in and go past the defenses of the SpaceX and to take out and to alter the ability of the missile and of the engines to fire correctly. And I suspect that that may be a red Chinese takeout. Or it could also be a Russian, because the Russians are now in league with the red Chinese. The red Chinese are buying all the Russian oil or taking it and are become dealers for the Russian oil for a commission, all right, and natural gas. And they're selling it to France, Germany, and everybody in the world, Japan, India. Oh, everybody has to buy the stuff. We're the ones that have to go down the tube. You see, the United States, under Red China Joe, who was bought by the Chinese Communist Bank, Party Bank, don't you know? $1.45 billion to Hunter, plus other millions upon millions upon millions, to as many as up to nine, I guess, Comer from Kentucky, the Representative Comer, who's running the investigation. So it's up to maybe up to 11 people, possibly up to 11 people. They know of nine people in the Biden family getting kickbacks, getting the money. And now the left is saying, well, those aren't illegal. That's just influence. That's just, you know, they're just getting paid for research and on businesses and such, you know. What it is, a crock of crap. And you got somebody that's been bought by the red Chinese. And you're telling me that, you know, we're trying to do this. And then I hear Admiral Aquilino of the CPAC, you know, and they've got an emergency request for $9 billion emergency request just for the Pacific Forces, Navy Forces, Air Force to counteract the red Chinese, possibly taking Taiwan, which could happen tonight or tomorrow. But they got a $9 billion request, you know. And then when asked by the senator, what's her name, Marsha Blackburn or whatever from Tennessee, she's real good. She says, Admiral, has the munitions and the stuff that's been taken from your area sent to the Ukraine, has that caused you to be in a position where you have to have emergency stuff or you cannot fight the red Chinese trying to take Taiwan? He said, no, ma'am, not to. And he said something that is true, but if you read it for what it really was worth, what he said, not as yet. Well, no, they haven't attacked as yet. So then, therefore, we haven't been able to run out of missiles in less than a week to defend, okay? And we've got all of the stuff that old McCall, out of Texas, to sign off the Armed Service Committee signed off to give Taiwan all these missiles and all this stuff and ammunition and different things. 3 years ago, I signed off on it. None of it's been delivered. None of it's been delivered. And I'm going to tell you, I told you not long ago, actually a year ago, I said that my information was from somebody who's got an eye on the spy, you know what I'm saying? Somebody who is an asset of maybe a spy group who has insight into Taiwan to tell you the different stuff of the military. But he also happened to be in Wuhan, if you recall. He was in Wuhan for the games in, what, September, October of 2019 when they released COVID into the special ops games, you know, participants. And then by October, November, you're starting to hear about a weird flu coming out of that area. And remember, he's the one that said that the 5G was turned up so high that the hair on the back of his arms and on his back and head was standing up because there was so much electricity in the air. And that's when they first juiced that Wuhan flu, all right, that Fauci funded or helped to fund. Dr. Mikovits, the research doctor who used to, said she, I used to work across the street from Fauci, she said this COVID-19 is the third pandemic that Fauci's created. And they're creating another one. Allegedly, you're finding out, I think via Hal Turner, some pilot contacted him and said that they've been flying. A lot of these jets are flying all kind of drug concoctions, oseltamivir, and there's another one of those VIRs, V-I-R, you know, some name, you know, that apparently, allegedly, they are drugs to work on or to help with the bird flu. Now, possibly getting ready to be transmitted to humans, you see. So I'm going to tell you, when I tell you and I suggest to you for, almost 19, going to be going on 19 years in June, that you might need a military-grade gas mask and military-grade gas mask filters and a Tyvek F suit. I gave you, in terms of warning, at least 18 years now. Then you should perhaps suggest to you that maybe you might need it because you might see a pandemic much worse than COVID with a high percentage kill ratio, somewhere from, depending on what they add to the mix, that could become a hemorrhagic flu. And you remember I reported on this air years ago about how up in Canada, allegedly, the Lee family had a clinic there in Calgary, allegedly, and then mysteriously after they held a bioweapon and microbiology conference in Shanghai, not long after that, up in the Canadian area, out in the near Lethbridge and all up in there where they got lakes and rivers and streams and where the Canadian geese and the ducks and all the stuff are at, you know, which also corresponded allegedly to where the Red Chinese smoky trucks were lagered or hidden in areas. And then remember how I told you years and years ago, and if you haven't listened, I'm telling you again now. Years and years ago, I told you that allegedly, out of the clear blue, a new strain of bird flu emerged. Remember? And then that was going to be combined with the swine flu, which just happened to erupt. And remember? All those people we spoke, Brother Quayle spoke, I spoke on air, then a lot of people were there at the radio station in Montana up there. And we were all talking about how this bird flu could combine with the swine flu and create a hemorrhagic flu, and that how it's being done and it ought to be stopped. Well, they're going to do this again, I guarantee you. Wars, rumors of wars, you know. Nation rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be, you know. Famines and pestilences. And earthquakes in diverse places, right? You getting any of that? Well, Jesus said, those are the beginning of sorrows. Matthew 24. So I'm telling you, this is a preparation time. You need to continue to prepare. But let me go back to what I was talking about. I think that the Red Chinese are also right now, they're rapidly progressing to where they're getting ready to launch and to land somebody on the moon and to go to the South Pole of the moon and claim it for them. Claim that water source, all right? And if you get up there and you plant your flag like we did, we had a large claim to the moon, all right? Well, we ain't been back since, officially. And the official time we went, we had already been there, but the bases that we had back then were knocked out by the Russian Cosmospheres in the Battle of the Harvest Moon in 77. Ladies and gentlemen, the lie has been on the line for so long. And now we're coming down to cases, as they used to say. Cutting down to cutting time, you know? coming down to cull time in the old southern factory. The cull man's coming. He's going to cull your produce. So you don't get paid, you got to send it back through, all right? The cull man. Well, let me tell you what. You may not have that much time left, and whatever it is you need on your list, that's what you need to do right away. Brother Quayle, Brother Steve Quayle, 406-586-4840. He can still get you some gold and silver if you want it, or platinum. But he also has said that there's hardly any of it out there, not very much out there in the world, and it's all being sucked up dry by all the big guys and by China and Russia, Iran, and all the different BRIC people are buying the gold, the physical gold, silver, platinum, palladium, all that kind of stuff. So Steve can still get you some, but you got to hurry up. 406-586-4840. You tell him Old Hawk sent you. Whether you get Daryl, the good, capable manager of that of Steve's store, or Tyler, Steve's son, or if you get Steve himself, or anybody else, you tell him Hawk sent you, and he gets you some right away, or else you may not be able to get any at all. Gerald Salenti, I see, said we're on the verge or the eve of the destruction of the dollar. A lot of people are saying the same thing. The number of bonds, the 600 and some billion dollars of U.S. bonds have been cashed in. The Red Chinese hold the majority of them. The Red Chinese and the British have held the majority of them. And Japan also a large amount. Well, now Japan is dumping all of theirs. They got to get money out to buy gold. They got to get money out to reposition into different currencies. And Salente says that the amount of the yuan or the renminbi, they call it the yuan is the Chinese yuan, but I think overseas it's called the renminbi. The overseas yuan is the renminbi. And remember before Trump got elected, we told you that the Red Chinese and the Russians were buying all the gold up and that they were going to float this as an alternative foreign reserve currency. And then Trump got elected to put the kibosh or the stop to all that crap right then. Well, now it's back. Because why? They bought Red China Joe. Allegedly, don't you know? Allegedly, they bought Red China Joe. And now he wants to make sure that 67% of everybody within about 5 to 10 years, I think it is, or 7 years now, the 30-30, that 67% of all the vehicles are going to be electric vehicles? Well, I heard somebody from a rural community say, you know, my district is two rural counties, and within those two counties, there's only 44 charging stations within two counties. How are people going to charge their vehicles up, you know? Well, I guess they'll just have to, like peasants, get out with their bicycle or walk or get their horses and buggies and take their produce to town, you see, because they're trying to destroy what makes America America, and they're well on the way of doing it. They're well on the way of doing it. All they got to do is when the Republicans say we're not going to sign off on this, you know, raising of the debt ceiling without a little bit of cutting of the budget and the spending. And, you know, they keep now talking about, well, it's the overspending. What they need to do is they need to say, open up the dadgum oil wells, natural gas wells, go bringing them back, the ones in Alaska, all of the stuff, replenish the Hackberry Salt Domes, you know, strategic petroleum reserves. Which if we go to war with China, we may not have any oil because Biden has sent it all to his buddies in China. Well, you see, if you only can make these electric vehicles now and all of that, and if in 7 years he wants 67% of them, well, there's no way you can do it. And if you do it, then nobody's going to be able to buy a car. Well, they've already shut that down anyway. If you look at the banks are not lending programs to the car dealers. You got to have AAA ACE credit to get a car loan. You can't just go up like you have been for years to be able to get a loan on the time pay, you know. And I mean, you can buy an inexpensive model car, and you still got to put it on a 5 or a 7 year plan to have a decent lower payment. That nobody can afford it. But all that's being shut down now. All the different things. The office buildings, the commercial real estate, the big stuff, all of that is like, well, if nobody's going to work in Manhattan and everybody's working from home, why do they need the big buildings? And they're certainly not increasing by thousands the number of people working for banks or for Amazon or for this one or any of the big tech companies. They're laying off people by the tens of thousands. So what does that leave us up to? That leaves us in a collapse of an economy, in a collapse of markets. And I will tell you what, they will collapse them the minute that the Republicans vote to not raise the debt ceiling. All right? Cliff High is predicting that, the old Webbots guy predicting that. So he said, if that's going to be the case, they're going to knock us out of the box, Cliff High says. Then what you ought to do we really need the Federal Reserve banks? No, we don't need them because the constitutional money is not Federal Reserve notes. It's a dollar. So many grain, so much of silver or gold is a dollar, okay? But then all of the dollar creation has been given over to a private banking structure. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York owns the other basic parts of the system, although they have stockholders as well. Well, wherever, you know, I mean, all the big cities, Chicago, St. Louis, Kansas City, all the big Dallas, all the big, you know, banks of the Federal Reserve banks. Just go look them up. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if they collapse that, and even if they don't completely collapse it, but just by the fact that, according to Salente, the red Chinese renminbi has doubled the amount of the renminbi in the payment structures of trade in the world has doubled in the last year. Now, given it's not the high level that the U.S. dollar is at, nor has it necessarily got to get to there. It is just if you don't buy dollars to then purchase oil, and that if oil out of Saudi Arabia or Russian oil being brokered by the red Chinese or Russian liquid natural gas being brokered by the red Chinese is then traded in yuan or renminbi, or is traded in rubles, or traded in gold, or traded in pound sterling, or traded in the franc, okay, or the mark, you know, whatever it is, or the euro. I hasten back to times when they used to have separate ones, but if that's the case, then you no longer got to buy dollars. And I'm not talking about where you go to a bank and you give somebody, you know, I'm talking about in the big world of trade, it was set up that the dollar was the amount, was the trade item since Bretton Woods, the end of World War II, and then later on with the Saudis and the oil, that it had to be the only currency that oil was traded in. Well, that's ceasing to occur. You do that, then all of a sudden you got inflation out the wazoo. The dollar isn't worth anything, and it's not worth anything, even compared to what it was 10 years ago. So while you still have time, listen, I said, what are the best, you know, typed in the best providers for long-term storage food? Because you need to get long-term storage food or regular canned soups and meats. And there's another part of that. The ones that are in the bag net are not the ones that are going to have the spike jab in them. The pork has been being spike jab sequivity, allegedly, since about the time when the red Chinese took over the hog market in the world and bought up companies in the United States that control about 10 to 12 different of the top pork producing, the pork brands. For bacon, ham, et cetera, you know, and all the different things. You remember Lady J? I read to you how she brought that out. Oh, that's been 8-10 years ago or something like that, when they were starting to do it. And I'll tell you, some people are really intensively canning themselves. Lady J is doing it. I know others are doing it in the Alleghenies and all kind of places, in the aisleways, in the different spots, you know. But I popped up here, Best Emergency Food Guide, because I thought things that are in the prepared long-term storage food, they're in the packets or the cans of it, where it's the freeze-dried food or the dehydrated food, that stuff that you can get in the buckets or the jugs or whatever of it, the boxes and packs and all the different pouches. I pulled up just a bunch of them and said, these are the some of the best emergency food suppliers, 2023 Buyer's Guide. And here, if you go, you can look at buyersguide.org, emergency food supply reviews. And they just list 10. There's others, I'm sure. My Patriot Supply, I'm just going to read the things. I'm not going to give you. I'm just running down the list here. Emergency Essentials. Ready Hour. Okay. Survival Frog. New Mana. All right. Legacy Food Storage. For Patriots, okay? Abusan Farms, Mountain House, Valley Food Storage. I would add Nitro Pack and probably a few more, Wise and different things. But it tells you about the different things, how much to store, and you need to get more information on it. And these things have a minimum of 25-year shelf lives. I would also tell you to get cans of Yoder's beef and chicken and that kind of stuff, because they're going to be better off. There are also Survival Cave and some others that have the canned meats. You can still get the canned albacore tuna, all right, and canned albacore tuna, and you get the roast beef hash and corned beef hash, and you get the Dinty Moore stew and the chunky soup, and get the one with the meat and the vegetables and the potatoes and all the gravy. I had a Progresso savory beef barley the other night. Incredible. I had a couple pieces of bread with it, dipped the bread right in, and had some crackers a little bit too. And just, that is the best food, man. You can survive on one of those cans a day, would give you a ration. If you had two cans, man, I'm going to tell you what, you can karate chop somebody and fight them with machetes while they come at you. You know, you can have enough food in those couple cans to give you the basics of what you need. No, it's not the perfect, you know, the perfect food, like, and we got to go to get. Well, when the Red Chinese, the Russians attack with hypersonic missiles. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. I've been sick for about 2 weeks, week and a half anyway, and into the lungs and stuff with like a cold and, you know, that kind of crap, and feeling terrible. But I don't know where I got it, because I don't go out that much. I don't go out to get it. But I think they're putting it into the chemtrails as well. And this food, you see, that's already pre-packed is not going to be in it, because apparently now they're getting ready. Allegedly, they've now prepared to jab the spike, jab the beef. The chickens, they're already allegedly since 2018 doing the pork. They're, you know, going to find a way to put it into your vegetables, into all the different stuff, and also possibly into the seeds. Remember when we talked about how the seed companies, the Monsantos and the different people, allegedly might be able to then, because I think, didn't Bayer buy Monsanto? And isn't it Bayer AG? Was that one of Hitler's corporations, you know, back in those days, you know, that owned IG Farben, or IG Farben owned it, and, you know, all the different aspects of that, okay? But I'm going to read these again. My Patriot Supply. Emergency Essentials, okay? These are just good places to go get long-term storage food. All right. There are many others. Ready Hour, Survival Frog, New Mana, N-U-M-A-N-N-A. Okay. Legacy Food Storage, Four Patriots, Abuzon, A-U-B-A-S-O-N Farms. I know that a lot of that's sold on Amazon. Mountain House, Valley Food Storage. There's also different things where you can get, you know, the year's supply of food. Many people say, well, Hawk, what do you think? You know, well, if you don't have, and if you've got the money to get it, you don't have at least a year's supply of food for your family and maybe a couple of straggler in-laws or outlaws or a few people down the block who you like, you know, or the old lady next door or the guy next door who's still can shoot a shotgun, you know, then you should do that. If you do not have the capability, then if nothing else, you pray to Lord Jesus to assist you to find, to put you in touch with somebody that might help you to acquire a larger food storage pantry, okay? But if nothing else, then you go out, you collect cans on the empty lots and in the street corners and the alleyways. You take them down and sell them for the recycle money, and you get you another can or two of chunky sirloin burger or Denny Moore beef stew or whatever it is you like. Chef Boyardee or whatever. Progresso or chunky soup. You get whatever you can get for a couple more cans a week because that's two more rations. And you remember, even 10 years ago, we had the, or better, the college student down in Wichita who had taken that to heart and started buying an extra can or two of chunky soup a week. And I remember him coming back and saying, you know, Hawk, I've been putting them under the bed and in the closet and under the waterbed and all the different places, you know, to store them and all the different places. And he says, by now, he says, it's kind of amazing. I've got, you know, 6 months to a year of food in the cans by just doing it that way. So even if you just get one more can of chunky soup, that might be the can that gives you sufficient strength to defend your family from who's ever going to come to that door. And anymore, we don't know who it's going to be. We have people who are good people with inside the intelligence community, good people who have recently been raided by the Beijing crowd. Beijing, oh, you mean Biden, Beijing crowd? Yeah. The attorney Thomas Renz, who's worked with the to help to craft the bill 11, I think it's 1169 in Missouri, I believe Bill 1169, House Bill 1169 in Missouri, to require reporting that if any food has got any kind of foreign substance or any kind of experimental mRNA vaccine or any kind of experimental drugs in it, that they have to give you prior notice before you buy it or eat it. You see, that cuts through a lot of red tape and the loopholes. But they're getting ready to jab cows and all of that. And yes, the head of the cattle association said, well, we don't have one that right now that we're being put into cattle. But if you talk to the cattle people, they're saying, we're not given even some of the other vaccinations, okay? Because it's stupid. The risk requirement is bad, and it hurts the cows. This technology has been around a long time. Messenger RNA. And the guy that developed it and invented it, what's his name, McCulloch? He says that this stuff is being perverted out of the wazoo and don't to do it. We now have studies about people who have taken the jabs. They have diminished their lifespan, the life expectancy up to 25 years of taking the first three jabs. Just increased their lack of time on the planet by themselves. So now we're getting, people are getting hip to that, and the studies are coming out, and they know that Fauci and all these crew allegedly created with the Center for Disease Control and the Federal Death Administration have created all these kind of stuff to start to create the internet of bodies. Remember the graphene oxide and all the stuff and how it's creating communications terminals, and the 5G can zap it. And then I'll tell you, I found the other night, I woke up I was kind of half asleep in the chair, and I was listening to, I'll tell you what it was. I was listening to Street Outlaws on one occasion, and another occasion to Hometown, where they fix the houses up in Laurel, Mississippi. And I watched this one. I remember, I'll just tell you about the Laurel, Mississippi one. I watched this episode, which I had seen before, which was an older one, and now they had re-added on this blues soundtrack, or boom, bada, boom, boom, you know, boom, doom, doom. They add on the soundtrack, and it's fairly loud. And on the Street Outlaws, they add a soundtrack on to go boom, 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 to create tension and the drag race and create it all up. Well, I thought to myself, well, Lord, what are you showing me? He said, you know, hey, man, they're putting in another, you know, another communications layer, another ability to present a subliminal message to everybody, okay? That is then enhanced greatly by anybody who took the spike jabs, who now has graphene oxide terminals throughout their body that can receive and be awakened by the 5G radiation. But you see, when they have the 5G and all of that, and it's going to go up to 10G, apparently, at some point, they're going to use those terminals inside the body created by the spike jab graphene oxides and all the stuff that is self-assembling, self-assembling, self-assembling. Did you hear me repeat that allegedly? Inside the body, terminals for reception of radio transmission. So if they want to make you bark like a dog and hop, pop, pop, and make you look like a junkie that just took a fentanyl and drank, you know, in Philadelphia on the street somewhere and look you like that, or they want to see you just go up on the cliff and go off like lemmings, okay? Or what they really want you to do is, you will be assimilated into the Borg, into the Borg, into the Borg. You will do what the Queen of the Borg tells you to do. Boo, boo, boo. All right? Or if just enter the Terminator, they're just going to start to kill you, or the Matrix. I suggest everybody watch the Matrix shows, movies, and also the Terminator movies. Not because of the always the best movies in the world, but watch them from the standpoint of seeing how to combat and to resist the evil that is in the computers and in the machines and in the, you know, the Skynet and all of the different stuff. And what was the woman in the first one that where the Terminator comes through, and then the soldier from the future coming from John Connor, her son of the future, her son sends back the guy, and then she helps him fight the Terminator, and he gets her to where she can get out of the area. And then she, guess what? She goes into the desert. She starts stockpiling guns out the wazoo. So we don't know who's coming to the door, whether it's going to be NORTHCOM under martial law, you see, or the Red Chinese United Nations troop to help you after somebody just attacked you and turned your power grid off. Those mean North Koreans. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, everybody said, well, there's no proof. They don't have any. They have two satellites that crisscross, and there's a geosynchronous orbit where they orbit, and they cross right over the center of the United States, like Nebraska, all right, daily. Two of them cross, and then they cross, both of them cross over that area. You drop down, nuclear weapons, and incidentally, those satellites don't have any communication. They're not sending out broadcasting communication stuff. They're sitting there ready to receive a message like drop two over Nebraska or drop two over Western Kansas or whatever and knock out the power grid. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're getting the point. I think we're really close to the bone here. And I think you ought to read the Matthew 24, the Luke 21s, the Revelations, the Ezekiel 38, 39, the Daniels. I think you ought to read all of that. And then I think you ought to take to heart Matthew 25 and prepare. You want to keep old Hawk on the air? And I hope you do. Believe me, anything is most needed and most welcome. And Federal Reserve notes, bit of silver, silver dollar, little bit of gold, whatever it might be, or a check. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And like I said, stevequayle.com or call him at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840, and you tell him Old Hawk sent you. And while you're at it, get Steve's private briefings and get any of the books that he still has available so that you can show it to your children, your grandchildren, and they can understand how we got to where we're getting to. But I will tell you what, increase the speed and rapidity of your preparations. You can go online and get an emergency preparedness checklist, all kind of different stuff, all right? And I gave you the names of some of those good suppliers. You can also go to Cabela's and I call it the department store, the best pro, you know, and look in the camping areas and pick up stuff there. And if you've got 25-year shelf life on, like, the Mountain House or one of those or the others, then you've got that. You've got all kind of stuff. And then regular canned goods. You know, the date that's on them, I told you that when I asked somebody who was high up years ago, this is at the Y2K, of Allen Canning. I don't even know if they still work for them. Of Allen Canning, which is a large high-end canning company that produces a lot of canning foods for restaurants, higher quality stuff. I said, does that stuff go out on the date? No. He said, that is the date that we have to guarantee that 100% of the nutrients, the RDAs, the nutrients that are posted on the outside of the can are still present at that time. Don't go into their Luciferia night without a fight. And while you're buying food and water purification, you better buy some ammo and a gas mask and different things if you can get it. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and against the enemies of the Constitutional American Republic. Bendigo Ranger, I know you're ready. And old Mickey Lapua, Mickey, baby, stay on the optics and squeeze that trigger. Road and track and little L. Ninjas supreme. Have your daddy show you about electricity. Have your daddy talk to you about woodworking. Have your daddy show you how to shoot the .22 rifle or the .410 shotgun or whatever it is. How to camp, how to purify water. Oh, Lord Jesus loves you. And to all the other kids out there, do your physical workouts. Learn to wrestle.